What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at our home for the day after Eagles games, Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. In 1 hour, the Brandon Graham Show will be here at Chickies with me, Elliot, BG, of course, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot, who is not a player. That'll be at 7.
But he does break down tape.
Oh, he does. He's breaking down tape today.
Yep.
Love to see it. You know what else I love to see? Everyone's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So many game balls to go around.
Oh.
So many game balls to go around.
What you got?
Starting at number five. And this shows that I am a true football guy. Because not only do I notice everything, but sometimes you gotta bring the little things to the air. It's like when the producer of the show doesn't get enough credit. I gotta make sure that the little guy also gets some credit here. And I'm giving my fifth...
You get your name in the show.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
The fifth game ball I'm giving to Braden Mann. Those were tough snaps. He's not a receiver. Now, I would consider letting him go out for a route because he seems like he has great hands. But they weren't exactly the crispest snaps of all time.
A wet ball.
And he had to get them down in the right spot for Jake Elliott to make his kicks. I thought Braden Mann did a good job yesterday.
Oh, having on extra points.
Yeah.
Well, that was Jake Elliott's fault. He got on the big kick slate. He reached damn near reached across and got them in the right spot.
Yes.
I appreciate
it. I thought you were talking about for his punting. You were talking about for his place holding.
Yes, it matters.
No, it did matter.
It matters.
Yes.
As the official special teams guy on the show,
yep.
I just want to make sure that Braden Mann gets pointed out.
Okay, and he had some good punts yesterday.
He did have some good punts yesterday. Again, if Braden Mann was on the Super Bowl team in 22, they're a Super Bowl champ.
As long as he don't have to kick it off, I'm good.
I'm glad they fixed that, by the way. It hasn't helped Jake much in the field goal game.
It seems like as soon as Ike noticed, they were like, abort, abort, abort. Ike noticed that Braden Mann's doing the kickoffs. It happened in week 16, but as soon as they noticed, they stopped doing it.
Well, can I start talking about the passing offense?
16.
Well, that too, but yeah.
I would like Ike to start talking about the quarterback then. If he can fix that.
I have.
He talks about him.
Yeah. He just win.
He's fair.
Yep.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Win football games.
In the ugliest way possible. Number four, giving it to Zach Bond once again. This guy's a player, man. Best linebacker they've had since Trott?
Close.
I mean, he's...
I mean...
He was rated...
Yeah. Jordan Hicks was pretty good. Yeah. T.J. Edwards was good.
It's just wild. He's the number one rated linebacker on PFF.
Let's just hope it's not a one-year thing.
I know.
First team All-Pro.
But he just...
Yeah.
I cannot grasp how the Saints just didn't see this.
Misused him.
Or didn't let him play this kind of way.
Well, and...
Crazy.
I discovered... A nickname for him. I didn't come up with it, but I saw it on social media yesterday from people. Teflon Bond. I hadn't heard of that one.
That's courtesy of DJ Gabriel.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, he does all the WIP.
Oh, the fake calls?
That is, dude. Yes.
Yeah. He's the best, dude.
I just discovered him yesterday.
Yeah, he's the
funny.
Best.
Teflon Bond. That was pretty good.
Teflon Bond.
He is the fake WIP caller. Yeah, I like that.
You can tell he listens a lot because he gets all of the little nuances.
Yes, all the same. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
he called him Flailing Hurts last week, which I appreciated.
Of course you did.
Might have to take that.
By the way, no one loves coming up with nicknames like Philly fans do.
No.
Like up with nicknames that no one's ever going
to
use.
Oh, we search for them. We thrive to
dying
do it.
For nicknames. Yes. Yep.
Except we can't get Jalen down. I mean, we had the
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
It's QB1.
Oh, stop. Yeah, I mean, like, I get it. But that's not even a cool nickname.
Well, that's a pretty cool nickname as far as
nickname. You also can't force a nickname.
That's Duke. The Duke was forced, and it never stopped.
Well, I was going to say, that was my second guess. The Duke.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Five I like.
Well, yeah, Five didn't have. Yeah, that was his nickname.
He was Five. Nick has nicknames. Foles.
He has a few of them. Yeah, some of them I don't use.
You don't use
BDN? I roll with, no, Nicky Six. That's all I roll with, yes.
And no, I mean, come on, we had the Bronco.
Oh, the Bronco was a good one. And that actually stuck.
It did.
Sammy Sleeves.
Saw Sleeves, yeah. That was an insult. That was a nickname.
Yeah, yes. No, all I'm aware.
And it stuck.
Yep.
Did Vic ever have a nickname?
No.
No.
He was the Mike Vic experience.
Yeah. Or MV7.
Yeah. Yeah, but never won, like, that. Really, yeah.
Yeah, I remember John Gruden tried to call. He called him Starship 7.
Ah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Grudock usually has some good ones.
I love that Gruden is back, though.
Oh, yeah.
The Gruden on Barstool, he's sitting with these idiots as they watch.
Yep. He looks like he's having the time of his life,
yes,
by the way.
I actually love it.
Well, he said his wife thought he was having a heart attack when he's watching the Eagles offensive line go to work. I mean,
he was like, oh.
Yeah. Third game ball given to Darius Slay. He led them in tackles yesterday. I thought he played really well. He almost picked off a pass early in the
game.
Should
have picked that pass off.
But for a
they wouldn't have got seven, had he.
I know.
Cooper DeGene dropped one, too.
He did. It cost him a.
That's my guy, Coop.
I thought they were going to lose on the Cooper drop and after the Puka catch.
Yeah, I can't even blame Slay on the Puka catch. It was such a great throw and catch.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but I thought Slay played well yesterday.
Yeah, I agree.
And I liked last week the defensive backs coach put a gas tank at his locker.
Yes, see how much he has left in him.
Yeah. He played pretty inspired yesterday. He was tackling. I thought Slay played well.
Yeah, not ready to say this is Slay's last year.
You've been saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not ready to say it just yet.
Yep. Number two given to Saquon, obviously.
Number two?
Yep.
Number two.
Yeah, we'll get to it. The most underrated play that Saquon had yesterday for me was the 3rd and 13 when Jalen was
backed up.
When they were backed up,
yep.
And he got a little screen play.
Yep.
That was a 13-10 ball game. They punted away. The Rams get it at worst on their own 40.
Yeah.
Maybe they tie the game up there. Who knows how the game kind of changes. Saquon getting that ball and then getting the first down totally changed the game.
And then your boy had one after that.
Gainwell.
Yeah, I think he had another catch.
Yep. No, he did have one catch and one run. They were both about 10 yards.
Yeah.
And the Saquon thing we haven't brought up, McGuire Martin over there in the Randall jersey.
Yeah.
When Saquon scored that touchdown, the first one, slowing up so Jared Verse could get close was... What a moment that was. Like, for him to do it to Verst, have the presence of mind
now,
to do it to him.
Verst also did have a great game.
He did.
Yeah. For a guy who put a bullseye on his back, coming in here talking about Philly fans.
He lived up to it.
And was out there pregame, still taking it. Yeah. He showed up yesterday.
He did.
Their whole defensive line.
Yeah, he showed up yesterday.
I think our offensive line is probably fine.
They're happy
playing
not playing
anymore.
Them again. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, speaking of that, I'm glad you brought up the thumbs down thing.
Yeah.
I did appreciate when Slade did that to them late in the game.
Oh, I missed it.
I didn't see it.
I think it was before maybe the last drive. I don't know. There was something.
Well, it definitely was before that ball.
Yeah, it was before. It was more. People were believing bricks, like you mentioned earlier. But when the game seemed over, he gave a nice big old thumbs down to the Rams bench.
Yeah.
But number one is Jalen Carter. You know, that last play, being able to get in there, because the Orlovsky broke it down after the game. There's a guy wide open.
Yeah.
And if Jalen Carter doesn't get there, I mean, we're talking about the worst loss in Philadelphia sports history. I mean, that's an all-time loss that they lose yesterday, given the situation, given all the Commanders game coming up. So he had two sacks, forced fumble, and that last play. Jalen Carter was the best player on the field yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to agree with you on this. As much as I waxed poetically about Saquon earlier today, and I still think it all rings true, I think Jalen Carter's performance yesterday, and we don't have that, I don't know if we get away with a win in this game. And I understand if we don't have Saquon's offensive runs, his explosive runs, we don't score. But we had opportunities to put that game away because of what the defense did, and Jalen helped cause one of those fumbles that set up a score for our offense. Yeah, Jalen Carter Yeah, Jack, I may go with that with you. I would go Jalen Carter as the number one guy. That's how important his performance was yesterday on the defensive side of the ball.
I'm surprised Jack didn't split the difference and give them co-number one game balls, as he often does. Sometimes he cowards out on that one.
Well, I almost gave the fans one, too, Spike.
Oh, wow. Look at you, the panderer.
I thought
for pandering.
I thought it was loud in there.
You learned it from your guy.
I did learn from Bryce. You're I'm not very good about it, though.
No.
I'm not great at pandering.
Too much hate in your heart.
Well, not hate.
Yeah.
Objective analysis.
Real quick. So we did Tell the Truth Thursday last week. So it's Tell the Truth Monday, just for 3 minutes. Okay. First Ike, then Jack. Ike, Puka Nacua catches that ball at the 12-yard line. What goes through your mind?
We're losing. Yes. Yes. Can't believe we lost this damn game.
Yep.
After all that, after the Saquon run, I was so mad at how fast the Rams scored after that Saquon run. I couldn't stop talking about that.
Right.
Like in the before we did the post game show last night, that's all I kept saying. Like, why the hell did we go to a prevent defense to allow them to score as fast as they did? They didn't have to use a timeout or anything. And yes, I thought we were losing the game when Puka Nacua caught that ball. There's no doubt in my mind we were losing that game.
Jack, tell the truth Monday.
Of course. I think when Puka made the catch, you could hear collectively the F-bomb.
Yes.
From everyone.
I know I yelled it. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When Saquon scored the touchdown, I tweeted something like all caps, Saquon Barkley, blah, 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 and I tweeted ball game. And then Jake Elliott missed the extra point. I deleted it right away. I'm like, oh, no. We're losing this. Like when Jake Elliott missed the extra point, I knew we were losing. And then when Puka made the catch, I was sure we were losing. I started doing today's show in my head.
Yeah.
I was thinking, who are we blaming?
Yeah.
Now, for me, when Jake missed that extra point, I immediately went to the point spread.
Of course, yeah. And they did not cover.
And I said, you know what? They're going to let I said the Rams will score another garbage touchdown.
And they're going to cover.
It'll be a 6-point game, and they'll cover. I didn't think we would get to where we got to at the end. I just thought they may get one garbage touchdown. I didn't realize we'd be holding on for dear life from the 10-yard line, 12-yard line.
Oh.
When they scored, I was like, they're going to go 3 and out, and Stafford's either throwing a pick or they're winning the game. It felt like a Stafford somehow ending in that kind
I can't
of way.
Believe my emotions went from Saquon and that run to just watching a hot knife through butter go down the field and score a touchdown as fast
as they scored in like 70 seconds.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, man. That's what made me think, like, yeah, we're going to lose this damn
and
game.
And I understand the idea, keep them in front of you because of the weather. Because one move,
right.
and you know, Stafford throw the ball 75 yards. It's like one move and the cornerback falls down and everything's over. I get it. But, man, that was
way too easy.
And was it Romo doing the game, right?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Was that Romo?
Was it Romo doing
it? No, that was Sunday night. That was Sunday night. That was
it was Collinsworth.
Collinsworth.
Oh, yeah. Collinsworth was like, why aren't the Rams – why weren't they doing this the entire game? you know, because the Eagles were playing similar to that defensively the entire game. He's like, you discover this right at the end of the game, but they picked us apart. Man, oh, man. All right, 215-592-9494. Mr. Shorehands, you're on WIP.
Mr. Shorehands.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him.
Woo! Victory! What's up, fellas?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Well done.
Hey, man. I'm right now swinging from the chandelier. Got my Fletcher jersey out. Full commando, baby.
The commando's week. Yep.
Yep. Yes, commando indeed. For commando.
We're all going commando all week.
Hey, yep. Hey, take commando.
Man, listen, I ate a whole bowl of blue chews this morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be bricked
That's,
up
well,
all
only one at a time.
Grade,
yeah, yeah, you want to be careful time. With the commando yep. thing, man. You don't want to have a zipper incident.
Oh, no, I need a line around the block waiting for me right now.
All right,
let's lock it in now.
Yep.
All right, so now listen, right?
Mr. Shorehands,
After I say my point, I got a message from Sister Shorehands for Mr. Fritzy.
Oh,
and I would like to say one thing to the city.
Okay.
All right, but let's go with, shout out to everybody calling in. Trying to take credit for my take, saying that they called this Redskins knocking the Lions off. when we all know who said it first and where it was said at first.
You said it first, yeah.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Everybody knows that.
Yep.
You're welcome. So we'll go with that. But there's nothing to worry about. We're going to annihilate these commanders. Bum Manders.
I like Bum Manders.
But did you guys enjoy those candy ram chops last night? Because dinner was served very well, wasn't it?
Ram chops.
Man, this guy's, Mr. Shorthands has got line after line on this one.
Hey, I cook like stove guy, baby. So, I see us annihilating these guys. I say we win 13-17 point victory.
Not an easy win, but we just
keep punching them in the face till there's blood on the grass and they got to submit.
There you go.
So what I need you guys to do is I need us to put up a collective effort to get that boy Rios in that locker room this weekend and run them out, because Weapon X ran them out yesterday. Mm. We need Rios running them out this week.
Yeah.
And let them play that aim high from Rob Gates so my team could be on that type of energy.
Aim high?
How about
aim
Rios?
High. Listen
about,
to it. I listen to it and get them on that energy. Right?
Okay.
How about Rios running out of the tunnel with no shirt on and the bulletproof vest?
Mm.
Full commando.
Rios was in rare form yesterday.
Yes,
somehow his
was.
Tweets kept showing up on my timeline.
Uh-oh. Rios is an emotional game watcher.
Yes.
That's what I can tell from the tweets. So, Mr. Shorthands, what was the message from Sister Shorthands to Jack?
So, she said she has a Jalen Hurts apology form for him. Because we keep seeing the same thing, right? We keep saying Jalen holding the ball. And I say that all the time. Because Jalen holds the ball, and he has to play better. But Jalen is holding the ball because he knows he's being sent in some crap consistently because nobody's ever open.
Oh, these bum receivers, yeah.
Yeah, they're bad receivers.
We got two of the best receivers in the game, and Dallas Goedert is a gorilla. He showed that when he waited for the ball, the little boy.
The stiff arm.
So,
yeah. They seem to get open when Pickett
was playing. The play
calling
is horrible.
Oh, okay.
When Pickett
all
was playing, they seemed
to come from all our big games come from our audible. Jalen checking out.
Yeah, but let me ask you: why was he able to target AJ Brown so much against this very team, the Commanders, and against
the play calling was different.
Why would they do that? Do you think?
Why would they do that?
Yeah, because why would they call? Kenny
Pickett doesn't have the same skill set as Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts can hurt you from every which way.
Yeah.
Every which way.
So do you think they have something against Jalen?
He showed that early in the game when he said, listen, let me remind y'all something so y'all can keep this in the back of y'all head all game long. Mm-hmm. I'm out. Sure.
Is that a sound effect?
Yep.
On the way out?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that was him saying Jalen is saying, I'm out.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying he was out, Mr. Shorthands.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale all the way through January. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Kellen Moore is actively calling worst plays for Jalen.
For Jalen, yeah. He wants to embarrass him.
That's in his best interest.
Jerry Jones wanted him to do it.
You think Jerry Jones hires a head coach this week, or is he waiting for us to lose?
He's got to wait for us to lose.
Well, not if he wants somebody else as head coach. If he waits for us to lose, we know he's waiting on our guy.
All right, tell the truth Monday. You get into Kellen Moore's brain. By the way,
he seemed distracted to me.
Did he?
Yes.
You ask Kellen Moore this, and it's tell the truth Monday. He has to tell the truth. You give Kellen Moore an option. Either the Eagles lose on Sunday and you get the Cowboys job, or the Eagles win on Sunday and you don't get the Cowboys job. What do you think Kellen Moore would choose?
Well, I would hope he would choose.
What do you think? You forget about hope.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would imagine he wants the head coaching job in Dallas.
So he would rather not win the Super Bowl.
I would rather not say that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is he would rather have the head coaching job in Dallas. Because you didn't say win the Super Bowl, because so there's no guarantee we win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? So it's a difference in saying, would he want to win the Super Bowl or...
Right, just win on Sunday.
Yeah, you're just saying win on Sunday.
Yeah.
And not get the Dallas Cowboy job?
Yep.
Yeah, I think he would want to take that Dallas Cowboy job.
Jack?
I think he wants the Cowboy job. But, I mean...
No doubt in my mind he wants the Cowboy job. No doubt in my mind.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're Jerry Jones, you can call... I mean, they can just half-ass offer.
Out of respect,
right?
That's all Chicago did was out of
respect
with Detroit.
Johnson.
They just waited.
That worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they knew who they wanted to hire. They just went through all the other interviews, and then they really were just waiting to see what was going to happen with Detroit. And as soon as they lost, look what happened. They hired the guy Monday.
Maybe because Ben Johnson was lack of focus?
Well, his offense didn't look – his offense looked good.
Well, they moved the ball. Yes. They just turned it over. Yeah. I think they had like 500 yards of offense.
Yeah, Jared Goff, the one bad throw that led to a pick six –
it was pretty early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he had the one where they were going in to score, and he threw an interception.
Yeah.
So really, he did cost the team 14 points right there.
He was horrible.
Sean McVay knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Now, Ben Johnson, I don't know why you had Jameson Williams throwing.
Well, he got a little cute.
Yeah. Like, that was unnecessary.
Yeah. And I wanted to say, like, why is he – when he threw that, I was like, what are you doing? But he's not a quarterback.
He's not a quarterback.
You put him in that situation.
Yes.
Right.
He threw it trying to be a hero. Like, dude, he's covered.
Yes.
Read the defense.
And by the way,
time.
He threw it, like, on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a frozen rope. No, there was no air under the ball, nothing. Like,
he thought he was Aaron Rodgers for a second there. Unbelievable.
Yep.
What a win. All right, 215-592-9494. John and Atko, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. A quick question for Ike. And a comment, and the same thing for Spike. A quick question and then a comment. With their upcoming game with the Washington Commanders, obviously it's going to be a tight game. It's not going to be a gimme. We both know that. From the days of when you were playing, how difficult is it for the offensive line and the defensive line not to commit a penalty because of the emotion involved in the game? And Ike, I'm asking you that directly.
Oh, well, hell, it's probably harder for a defensive lineman not to do it when you think about emotions. O-linemen, for the most part, they usually play under control. I mean, sometimes you get some of these O-linemen that are overly aggressive. It's ironic that you're asking me that because back in those days, we did have an overly aggressive offensive line like John Runyon.
Oh, yeah.
that would get penalties. But in today's game, you don't see that as much. I would imagine yesterday – their emotions probably got tested a little bit because the games are so intensified at this point, and there's so much at stake at this point. You can't help to have that extra emotion. And as fans, we want the players to have it. We just want it to be a controlled emotion. In other words, Spike brought up Jalen Carter having Matthew Stafford. We all thought he was going to slam Matthew Stafford on his head, but he didn't. So he controlled his emotions, right? Like, maybe early in the year, Matthew Stafford does get dumped on his head. But we're at a time in the season where stuff like that can cause you to be sent home packing for the winter. And I got to give Jalen Carter a lot of credit. He kept his emotions in check.
Yeah, him not body slamming Stafford was one of the best moments of my life. Yeah.
That's one of the big reasons I asked that question is because in a lot of the games this weekend, you saw where a team was actually on a drive. It was a very, very critical drive, but then it was just killed or a great play was called back because you had like a holding or an offsides call, and how it can really destroy the momentum of a team that's in the midst of a very critical drive or critical point in the game. Then my next question is for Spike. If we could get past the Commanders this weekend, which is going to be a tremendous challenge, again, everybody knows that, we make it to the Super Bowl, how difficult is it? And I'm speaking to Ike but Spike directly. You've worked in different markets. How difficult would it be if we make it to the Super Bowl and we lose to the same team we lost to again to get past that emotionally for a team to move forward next season?
Oh, well, I mean, it's pretty well documented that thank you for the call, John, that losing in the Super Bowl makes the next year tougher. I mean,
yeah, we're screwed.
No matter who you lose to.
Just sit Saquon for the year.
Yeah, between between 400 Saquon touches, losing in the Super Bowl again. Yeah. I wouldn't have – we will convince ourselves
right.
that next year will be great. I wouldn't count on next year being great.
Nope. Yeah.
All right.
Trade Quan.
Don't do that now. All right.
Just kidding.
I'm ready to put a statue up with a guy.
No.
We have the Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. And the Players Lounge coming up at 7 here at Cheeky's and Pete's. Still a little bit of time left in this show for you to get in. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, so what's the plan? You're going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest that's coming to Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history, meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing some game day bites. The Super Bowl only comes once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say. From the edge, and I'm thinking, baby, 6 feet ain't so far down.
Lighters up.
Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, baby, 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, yeah.
That one getting better, good. Man.
Man.
Love it.
Wait until we're doing that.
We just got cheered.
And we're getting cheered. We're going to be doing that on Press Row every single day at 5:30.
Watch how they look at us.
They are going to want us dead.
I don't care.
We're going to get kicked out.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
Well, in my experience, no one's really there by the end anyway. It's mostly
at Press Row.
By the time we get to 5:30, it's all the late shows that's coming on.
No, I never forget. I was in when we were in Arizona. I was the only person there standing up doing the Eagles chant in the middle of Radio Row because everyone else went home besides me.
You know, my two experiences, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
It's all right.
But the only two experiences I had at Radio Row were as a program director for WIP and then once for WFAN. Mm-hmm. So when I was there, I couldn't be unruly and disruptive. But I want to be unruly and disruptive at Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
God, it's such a problem when you get like that.
Yeah, so. I know.
Yeah.
I will admit.
Yeah.
It's a good experience, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's pretty much fun. Hell, we found a way to have fun in the mall.
I remember
for
that.
For a whole week.
I remember that. It was the coldest I've ever been.
Unbelievable. By the way, the game officially 3 o'clock on Sunday.
I thought it was official yesterday.
Well, I don't know. I just saw a tweet from the Eagles.
All right.
I like the 3 o'clock start. It's weird.
Yeah, but it's not too late, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not 4:30, not 8 o'clock.
So you don't have to wait around too long.
Right. Gives you enough time to get up Sunday morning, get yourself situated.
Yep.
And then you got time to get ready for that 3 o'clock game.
Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Better 26. Chase Utley or Saquon Barkley? Saquon wins. Unbelievable.
Sickening.
Saquon wins with 70% of the vote, 30% going to Chase Utley, an all-time favorite Philly. Saquon overtakes him in just one season
and
two playoff games.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Both are Hall of Famers, too. Yeah, that's a shame.
I tell you, this kid keeps it up. He'll have a case in a couple years. Give him 3 more years.
Yeah, how many? He probably needs 3.
Probably needs 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Dan in Bethlehem, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, great victory. Good win. I just wanted to say, there was two good teams out there, right? Those Rams were no fraud. I mean, everybody was saying that they're a warm weather team and that they beat a Minnesota team that wasn't that good. I mean, their D-line was coming after them all day long. Jalen Jalen got too many sacks, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's been an issue for him this year. He's like 30th in sack rate as far as quarterbacks go in the NFL. And it's hard to go through and find Super Bowl winning quarterbacks who get sacked a ton.
Correct.
You know, and, you know, Stafford, not a perfect quarterback, but again, like, avoid sacks generally. And Jalen, for as mobile as he is, he just holds the ball too long, you know. And it's, you know, when the offensive line gets beat and there's a guy in his face, there's not much he can do. I think one of the two that got us out of field goal range, Verst was in his face in like a second and a half, and there's not much he can do there. But there are situations, and too many of them, where he's taking a sack where he shouldn't. So I agree with you on that.
I didn't want to make it about him because, you know, I really wasn't going there to pick on him because, let's face it, every time when he takes a sack, we don't know. It could have been a turnover. He didn't turn the ball over. And in a game like yesterday, that definitely was a positive. But that Verst, man, that guy's no joke. Number 8 on the Rams.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hit on Jalen, I almost feel like that was payback for when Barkley was teasing him. Because wasn't that who was chasing Barkley when he went in for that touchdown?
Yes.
Yep.
I feel like it definitely should have been a penalty. But, you know, thank God for the defense. I mean, that Carter, what a man-child. What a beast.
Yeah.
I mean, if that guy wants to get from point A to point B, who can stop him?
The most impressive thing with him, obviously, his production is great. The dude doesn't come off the field.
And hasn't in months.
He plays every snap on defense, which is incredible for a defensive tackle.
And to still have that much juice at the end of the game in those conditions where footing, what I've heard that footing for a defensive lineman is tough in that situation, to just obliterate the guy trying to block him was
turned into a real leader. I mean, I think he's really matured, not just his stamina, but he's really matured. Yeah, I know he had those incidents early games back where, you know, penalties or could have got penalties or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, man, you see him in the press conferences after the game. I mean, he's really matured. I think he's doing a good job. And real quick, because I know you guys probably got to get to other people, nicknames for Zach Bond, I like Zahn and I like Bontastic.
Bontastic.
Like fantastic.
What about the
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
What about the Bonnie Man?
How about Zach?
Bonnie Man. What, like Bonnie Towels?
Well, isn't like the Bron? Is it
the Bonnie Man?
Yeah, that's the paper towel brand.
Yeah,
never a doubt.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hating this exercise already.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you are. We're gonna stick with Teflon Bond.
I'm no Nick. Like I hate this stuff already.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate all
because nicknames are always bad. It always goes
unless
back to
they
the
just
fans.
Happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have one for Saquon. 2K Say.
Yeah. Saquon's
oh yeah. 2K
good
2K Say is in there. 2000 Saquon.
Yeah, but no one's gonna call him that. You know what I mean? Like it would be a good T-shirt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Good
well,
thing
none
to
of these
say.
Nicknames stick outside of here.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just, these are our nicknames for these guys.
Quinyanimo Bay.
Yeah. That was forced, too.
That was forced.
Yes. It was forced.
But it stuck.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin? Feller.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing? It's Victory Monday.
Justin.
Boys, let me tell you. When I'm telling you, I got nervous yesterday evening at the end of that dadgum game. I was having flashbacks of the Atlanta game and the Washington game. I'm telling you, my ass was tighter than a banjo string. I was so tight. I'm here to tell you right now.
I knew something was coming. I knew it.
Why not a guitar string?
That's tight right there, boys. But when Jalen Carter blew through that line and got that sack, and then he forced the quick throw again, guys, I'm telling you right now, that kid is phenomenal. And I've heard, I think it was, on the morning show, the old coach, my God, his name escapes me.
Dick Vermeil.
Dick Vermeil. Coach Vermeil.
Vermeil, yeah, he compared him to Reggie White. He said, I've not seen a defensive lineman that size be able to move like that since Reggie White. And that's high praise coming from Vermeil, man. I mean,
yes, sir.
That this kid is going to be something else if he stays on the trajectory that he's on. And Spike, I got a crow to pick with you. I'm sorry, but you took my point right after Donovan came on, talking about like the comparison of Jaden Daniels to later Michael Vick. Like he can throw it, like when he throws it, it's like a flick of a wrist. Like Michael Vick, I've never seen anybody throw a football the way he does. Like it's like he's throwing it 90 miles an hour and he's just flicking his wrist. And Daniels reminds me so much of him. So one thing I want to ask, Ike, what did you all do in that 05 NFC Championship game when y'all played the Falcons? Like, did Coach Johnson just tell y'all, hey, guys, anytime you get a shot on this kid, take it? Or what was the defense? Because that's what they need to do to him, I think, Sunday. Like, you just beat this kid to a pulp, make him like it, hitting so much. I mean,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this kid is more advanced than the Vic we saw in the title game in 04, 05. Because the book we had on Mike as a left-handed quarterback was that we wanted to rush him, pressure him off his left side and force him to roll out to his right. Because if you forced him to roll out to his right, he was just going to tuck it and run. He rarely threw the ball going to his right, and he was always uncomfortable doing it. So we used to load up on that side and pressure him there and make him go the other way. Now, because he was more or less a one-read type of quarterback back then, and then he was just going to use his athleticism. So, and we caught him. We got him in a game where the weather wasn't great. It was cold as hell, right? I mean, you think you think yesterday was bad. That's nothing compared to what that NFC Championship game was when we played the Falcons. Because not only did we have 2 feet of snow in 04, it had to be 10 degrees outside. It was much colder.
I remember that game. I mean, like watching it on TV, I remember you could see people spread.
Did somebody's
like,
fingers
like
freeze
there was a fog coming off the ground or something. And number two thing I want to get to, I don't know who's in the players' lounge with you tonight. I may have missed that. But if it's Dickerson or Mylott or somebody like that, could you please relay a message to them boys for me? Whenever they get a chance and they see that, who's that linebacker, Frankie Louvo, the one that's taking cheap shots on these QB? Whenever they get a chance, take him out because we don't need him taking shots on QB1, y'all. I mean, if you see him coming through, wire his ass out, you know? I mean, I don't know how hard it's going to be, but they need to keep their head on a swivel for that cat because that shot he put on Goff the other night, boys, that was rough.
I gotta admit, he's out there looking to hurt people.
He's a good.
And I don't mean in a dirty way. I mean he's out there looking to like he wants to inflict pain.
We would love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frankie Louvon. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's Mylott or Dickerson, like I said, I didn't hear who's gonna be on that. Tell him, say, hey boys, keep your head on the swivel, look for this cat. Get
number four.
But anyway, I'm going to get out there and let you go. Heck of a show. We won again. Just, hey, it's a surviving advance, like you said in your tweet last night. I'm going to get out there and let you go. I love you.
All right,
Justin.
Love you, Justin. We'll get back to your calls right after Jack tells you about, like, you know, you got to get dinner ready for your family, and you don't have time to shop. How do you do it, Chad?
Well, especially with a growing family like myself.
Oh, yeah.
It's always hard to have a nice sit-down meal. That's where HelloFresh comes in. You can get meals put together in as little as 15 minutes. Quick and easy options every week, so you can find the perfect recipe for your homemade meal. Tons of delicious recipes every week, like the crispy Parmesan urban-crusted salmon or zesty ginger chicken and rice bowls. All you need to whip up a nutritious homemade meal is pre-portioned and delivered right to your door. HelloFresh, homemade, made easy. Learn more at HelloFresh.com. That's good sounds made there.
You like that?
Yeah. Walker.
Sounded tasty.
Walker just figured out how to say, so now when he eats anything, he goes, it makes you feel good, you know, when he cooks.
Like he did something good. Like
yeah,
he
exactly
made
right. He's a very positive kid.
Yeah. Aaron in Mount Airy.
I like you.
Yeah.
I don't know who he gets it from, but yeah.
Aaron in Mount Airy, WIP. What's up, A?
What's up, fellas? Listen, man.
What up, A?
How can I put it? This has been the best season in probably what? Because this is the best season in 2022. This has been let's put 2017 aside because we won the Super Bowl. This is the best season I've experienced since 2004. All because of Saquon Barkley. And, of course, he's the best number 26 ever played in the city. Because he's the best player. He's the best player on the 53-man roster. Chase Utley was not even the best position player on his own team. Yes, we all know Chase. Let's be real. Brian Howard and Jimmy Rollins were more important than Chase Utley to that team.
He was the
Chase Utley. He may have been the heart, I guess, but we know who the best player on that team was. But aside from that.
I'm glad we got past that.
Please get to the Eagles.
The fact that the NFL allowed Jalen Carter to slide to us, and he has ascended to probably being the best defensive tackle. Who made, besides Chris Jones, the second best defensive tackle in the NFL is astounding because he has the ability to wreck games. And I am a defensive fan. I love watching defense dominate. I just love it. Like I wouldn't see a quarterback do good, but I like to see a defense dominate. And what Jalen Carter has been doing has been making me smile and making me proud to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan. We haven't seen it since Fletcher Cox's prime, since Jerome Brown. I love Jalen Carter. Love him to death. And we're going to I've been telling my homies that my whole life, Washington has been horrible. They're not giving me a reason to hate them. And now they give me a reason to hate them.
Yep.
I hate Jalen Daniels. He always smiling. I want someone that will smack that smile off his face. I was watching that game against the Lions, and every time he squirted, he's big for the camera because they know he's going to smile. I'm like, bro, I hate you. I don't even know you, but I hate you.
It is good to have a good Washington hate back.
Oh, man. I've never experienced it.
I know. It's very weird. I could hate Jason Campbell, you know, Rex Grossman.
Jason Campbell, Patrick Ramsey, even no reason to hate them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just horrible quarterbacks. But, like, because, like, the Giants, like, I know we hate the Cowboys, but I hate the Giants more than anything in life. I hate the Giants. But Commanders, they're overtaking that because I can see them becoming a good team.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Dan Quinn's backwards hat's going to annoy me all week. I hate the backwards hat.
And the backwards hat really
bothers me. Wentz wore the backwards hat.
No, but, dude, Dan Quinn, I don't know. What is he doing? You're like 50.
And he's the head coach. The head coach usually doesn't. The head coach doesn't usually wear backwards hats.
Yeah, he's a clown. He's on clown watch.
The first game I watched, it was like probably like the first game that we played him, because I don't watch the man's games. The first time we played them, I see Dan, I'm like, he still has the backwards hat. Yeah, I don't like him.
Hey, grow up.
Come on, bro. You the head coach.
You're not relating to your players
team.
By having your hat backwards.
Although our head coach was wearing T-shirts.
Yeah, but at least he's
beat the other team.
Boo-like T-shirts.
Yeah.
Eagles jersey from China.
But not even a pro shop jersey.
No. This quick jersey was fake. It was.
But at least Ike Reese was the adult in the room because the week that he wore the Beat Dallas shirt, Ike Reese didn't like that. Ike Reese is always the adult in the room. He liked the Beat Dallas shirt. Like,
yeah, that
like,
we all didn't need.
Well, we're a big act like you've been there before show.
But Nick Sirianni, he learned from that, and he didn't repeat that. At least he doesn't repeat the same mistake.
That's true. You're right. Haven't seen it since.
He learned from it. So I'm just excited because I know where this headed. Eagles Chiefs Part 2. And we're not going to get jipped by the referees this time. We're not.
Or the sod father.
Or the sod father.
Well, because, the game is indoors this year with no retractable roof.
He can't kill us this time.
All right, Aaron.
I think we're good. I think it's Eagles Bills.
That's what it feels
really
like
do.
To me.
Wow, I feel very sorry for anyone who is going to have to, keep an eye on the unruly fans. An Eagles fan and Buffalo fan Super Bowl. You put your tables away.
Yeah.
You know, just, oh, my goodness.
Man. Yeah, because Kansas City is going there with the, we've been here before, we're coming to three-peat, so they're not going to be as excited. Buffalo?
Oh, my God. Especially if they beat the Chiefs.
They beat the Chiefs,
Kansas City.
Yeah,
to
Buffalo,
get to the Super Bowl.
Buffalo may head to New Orleans immediately.
Yeah, but you know what?
Their fans.
That's going to be a good letdown after they beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. They're going to have a nice letdown heading into the Super Bowl.
Against us?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this about these Commander fans. It is nice to have a new group of fans to have banter with.
Oh, yeah.
They're fun on the air,
I mean,
too.
The Cowboys are basically... They're
losers.
I mean, they're hanging on by thread. Cowboy Jim came in earlier. He doesn't even – I don't even know why he came in.
Brought us a bunch of candy and alcohol and left.
And Giants fans – come on, Giants fans. Yeah. They're just pathetic.
Very sad.
These Commander fans – now, they're new to the party. because they haven't had success. At least the Cowboys lived off their past success, and they were delusional. The Commander fans have just been beaten down, downtrodden, no hope.
They have three decades of pent-up energy.
and so seeing them come out and talk trash, I don't even know how to respond to Commander fans. Remember, we used to laugh at them.
I know. Because who's the one calling the...
Damien.
Ah,
yeah.
Can't wait for his
call. Yeah, the Commander fan.
I need him. I need Ralph and Yonkers.
Oh, yep. Ralph and Yonkers, yeah.
Because they're so chesty.
We had these Commander fans that when they had Sam Howell, they thought they had somebody.
Yep.
Like, so they were excited.
Imagine now that they actually have somebody.
Yes. Commander fans, man.
Robin Bum Philly. Manders. Robin Philly, you're Bum on Manders. WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yo, Rob.
Yo.
Yo, go Birds.
Yeah.
Cause.
Yo, get him.
Oh, I was at the game yesterday. Took my 10-year-old grandson to his first Eagles playoff game. And
yeah.
What a game.
That was pretty cool.
Did you teach him how to boo?
Oh, well, we were up the nosebleeder, so he learned a few things.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. So, hey, I have a question, a comment, and a prediction. So my question is, and I know how the play turned out, but that's not my question. That punt that landed, like, on the 4-yard line, we took the safety. Was that a good play by the Eagles to not catch that and just let it bounce?
I know what you're saying. It's difficult. I don't know what Cooper's vision was on that. You certainly had the snow still coming down, and I'd much rather him let the ball bounce and let it see if it'll bounce in the end zone and maybe you get out on the 20 versus he did muff one earlier and was lucky to fall on it. So I'm not going to act as if it was an easy decision to make, but the ball did bounce in bounds, and you're thinking to yourself, man, you could have probably saved us about 4 yards there.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a good play. No, it didn't turn out good. So now my comment is, you know, Jake Elliott and Jalen Hurts, if anyone else calls in today complaining, can you just hang up on them? I mean,
Jake Elliott and Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, everybody's complaining about them after we're winning football games. We got to stick with Jake Elliott, and Jalen Hurts does nothing but just win.
Oh, you're so right.
Well, it is true.
Yeah, that's all he does.
He wins a lot.
Yeah, the Eagles win a lot.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's a good suggestion, Rob. And in fact, thank you for the call, brother.
Yeah, yes, they do.
I feel like if any host says anything negative about either of those guys, we got to get rid of them.
Get rid of that guy.
Yeah, get rid of that guy. The shortest running shortest running bit in WIP afternoon show history.
Yeah.
Lasted one day.
Yeah, I don't...
I think it was two.
Yeah.
Remember,
I don't think Jack was into it.
Well, no.
Well.
Did you
end it? So.
Well, saw Ben yesterday, too.
Oh, how was he?
Ben was great, man. Ben Levinston.
Yeah. Former afternoon show producer.
Yep. Got this show off to the right foot. Jack came in, had it easy for him.
Yep. Riding his coattails.
Yep. Ben was there. He hugged me at least 4 times.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Sure. He
riled up.
Happy to see me. No, he wasn't riled up. Slow down there, Spike.
Take commando.
So, get rid of the guy. We got rid of it because the very first day, John's get rid of that guy was, I'll tell you, was so inappropriate. I walked into him. I was like, "Bro, what are you doing?" And we couldn't do it again.
Yeah, I don't even remember who it was.
It was.
We'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, it was very funny. But I was like, "Well, I guess we can't do that anymore."
No.
It was. It actually made me laugh. I was sad that the bit was gone because I love to get rid of that guy drop.
But we kept the drop, though.
The drop's still there.
Yeah, we kept the drop.
Even though OJ is no longer here.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Everyone needs to relax about Jalen's injury. All he needs to do is rest on Monday and Tuesday and play in the Olympics on Thursday and Friday, and he'll be just fine. The Sixers.
Very funny.
I'm not even commenting.
No comment on any Sixers-related thing.
I'm not even commenting.
We're going to have unfortunately, when the Eagles season eventually does end, we'll have to talk about the Sixers.
Awesome.
Begging the Eagles to win the Super Bowl so we do not have time to talk about as many weeks as possible.
So are the Sixers.
Can the Eagles play until April? Maybe?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
What's next?
Ike had a break in the back of his pants. Did anyone snap a pic? Ike's underwear pulled over his sweater.
Oh, my God. So good. What's that?
Yeah. I'm not going to touch that one.
All right.
Either.
No, yes. No. Let it go. What's next?
Sarcastic Spike. Yeah, Jalen should have a whole wing at the Hall of Fame dedicated to checking out a play.
I know where this
Serious
is
Spike. Daryl Morey is a Hall of Famer for the innovation of everyone watching James Harden dribble for 22 seconds and then shooting a three. Alex in Lancaster.
Caller makes a point.
Facts are facts. Nothing I can do about it. Just spitting facts here as I do. What's next?
Man, every time they go to him, you could just see the hunger, the focus, and hoo boy, those quads and thighs. My goodness! Yoshi rewatching Ike on Eagles postgame live on his DVR.
He really was worked
up.
He
was all in there, yeah, man.
He was a little too into it, I think. Little too into the outfit.
Made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, you look great, but...
Holy cow,
you. Come on, guys.
Take it down a notch.
Yeah. What's next?
Hey, Nick, all season long, but especially yesterday, you smelled terrific. Is that cologne or just your natural scent? Ruben Frank at the presser.
I didn't hear Ruben's question because the...
Oh, yeah, didn't it drop out or something?
Yeah, he normally has... You know what? Let Ruben go. Yeah. Ruben does a good job. I mean, he does.
Yeah.
And look. If he's got to get a quote from a story, somebody else will ask how Jalen Hurts' knee is, and Nick won't answer anyway. So what difference does it make? What's next?
I don't understand how some of these callers are never ready when the show goes to them. I could barely hear Kenny from the Dirty 30 over all those paparazzi cameras snapping. Mike in Havertown.
Dude,
that was a funny call. Yeah.
Kenny going. Everywhere I go, people want to know from me how the Eagles are going to do. Was an all-time moment.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, humble brag.
Yeah, seriously.
Me and Jack's radar went off simultaneously.
Dude, y'all pounced on it.
So. Oh, okay, Kenny, I'm sure. Yeah, all the time, wherever you go. What do you think, Kenny? Oh, please. Please, tell me what you think about the Eagles. He's the best.
He is, truly. All right, we will be back with you tomorrow.
Go Irish.
WIP Afternoon Show. Remember, we're all going commando for the rest of the week.
Take commando
as we play the commander. So no underwear, in case you don't know what that means. That's starting tomorrow. The Brandon Graham Show is coming up live from Chickies and Pete's here at 6. You can watch it on YouTube, listen on the radio, listen on the free Odyssey app, and then the Players Lounge with one Ike Reese, one Hugh Douglas, and one Elliot Shore Parks. One Elliot Shore Parks. That is happening at 7 here at Chickies. We will talk to you tomorrow. Well, I'll talk to you in like 5 minutes, but we'll talk to you tomorrow as a show. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Great news. You've been driving past Colonial Hyundai. You'd be like, oh, what are they working on there? What are they working on? It looks like they're building something. Well, they rebuilt the entire dealership, and it's done now, and it is beautiful. John Ashdell, Karzar, team at Colonial are waiting for you to not only get you in a brand new Hyundai, not only get you there, you know, faster, easier, and better than ever, but in a beautiful new space. It's going to make buying, leasing, servicing your vehicle the best, better than it's ever been, and it was already really, really good. Right now, effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade a Colonial Hyundai. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone, consistently recognized for that. How about $6,500 guaranteed? I don't care what condition it's in. You could push the car up there. They're going to give you at least $6,500. They have over 200 brand-new Hyundais in stock, from Konas to Palisades and Santa Fe's and Tucson's, and for a limited time, you can drive home in a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every new Hyundai, get this, comes with 3-year complimentary maintenance package and America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000-mile powertrain, along with Hyundai Assurance. You can see what they have on the lot right now and anytime at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.